My friends, let me ask you something. Do you have children? Most importantly, do you love your children? And how do you show this? How, if I were to go to your house, how would I see that you love your children? If I can go through your whole house and I would explore it, would I see that you have a great love for your children? Maybe would I see that you have a favorite child or a child that has this special place in your heart? Well, when we go into the world and the universe, we can see through different pictures and images present in nature that God the Father indeed loves the Blessed Mother, and that He has placed these images or reflections out in the world for us to see not just the thing that we're looking at, but through that thing for us to see an image or a shadow of the Blessed Mother. Today we explore the sun, the thing that is at the center of our universe, of our solar system, and how it reflects the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Please join me in this beautiful video. My friends, as I always like to, please join me with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. St. John Eudes, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, so just to help us kind of see where we've been, we have gone through already part one, that we kind of get this initial layout of what St. John Eudes means by heart, this term that we use physically, but it has a spiritual meaning, and specifically the different parts of the heart of Mary. Now we are in part two, where he is beginning to show us God the Father's devotion and love for this wonderful woman, this of his most precious daughters. So for us to love her as well, to see his love for her, so that we can love her as well. Now the second image that he presents to us is the sun. St. John Eudes makes this extremely bold claim that the sun is an image of the admirable heart of Mary. Now, you know, when I first was reading this, I thought, this doesn't make any sense. What is he talking about? I mean, isn't Jesus the sun? Isn't he at the center of our solar system? And then I sat and kind of took a step back. And first I realized that St. John Eudes is a genius and that I should probably not question him, but for just trust what he's trying to teach me. And a scripture verse came to mind about Jesus speaking about himself, saying, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. And I thought about that for a second. Now notice that Jesus does not say, I am the sun. I am the thing at the center of the solar system. No, rather he says, I am the light. And where does light get its source? It gets it in the sun. Herein is the genius of St. John Eudes. So let me read a few verses from this chapter to help us understand what he's trying to talk about and what he's trying to show us. He says, the sun is the second symbolic picture which God, the creator of heaven and earth, has deigned to give us of the Immaculate Heart of the Queen of Heaven and Earth. God did not create the natural sun, our wonderful luminary, merely to enlighten our material world. He made it also to be a representation of the excellent perfections which shine in the luminous heart of the world's sovereign lady. So here I have to take a step back and kind of talk about this idea. We have this idea in our Catholic faith that we see in the Creator and we see in His creation an image of the Creator. Now, we can understand this with ourselves. You know, in our children, we can see something of ourselves in our children just by the very nature of how things work. And if we were to take anything that we've ever made, we can learn something about ourselves. Or someone else can come in and look at a painting that we've made, for instance, or a poem that we've written, and they can come to understand something of who we are. In the same way, we can see images in nature and in the spiritual world and in God Himself. What He's saying is these three things. The spiritual world images God in this wonderful and spectacular way. And likewise, the natural world images the spiritual world. And we can look at nature all around us. And if we pierce it and really observe and meditate on what we're looking at, we can understand spiritual things. So for instance, those of you that garden, those of you that paint, those of you that like being out in nature, if you look at the flowers that you grow, you look at the plants that you touch, you can understand spiritual things by gazing at it and asking yourself, what is God trying to teach me? This kind of philosophy or way of looking at things is this foundation that St. John Nudes is using to help us understand that in the visible world, we see something of the invisible world that we call the spiritual world. He continues a little further on, helping us to understand how exactly the sun is a reflection of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He says, the Immaculate Heart of Mary is the principle of the life of a second world, infinitely more admirable than the preceding one. What is this world? It is the God-man, Jesus Christ, filled with countless rare marvels. Now this God-man is the Son of Mary, and Mary's heart is consequently the source of his life, since the mother's heart is the principle of the child's life as well as her own. Just this paragraph is something that we can take a long time to reflect on, and something that we should really chew on in our prayer. Mothers, all you mothers out there, you know that your heart is the source of life for you. And you can understand and you almost feel in the depth of who you are that your children are born not just from your womb, but from your very heart, from the source of love, in the same way Jesus comes not just from the womb of Mary, but he comes from her heart. And in this sense, Jesus, who is the light, comes from the sun. And what is this sun but the heart of the Blessed Mother? Now, if that is not a more amazing image, then I really don't know what is. He continues on saying, I hear the Eternal Father pronounce that the throne of his only begotten Son is like to a sun before his face, quoting Psalm 88, his throne is as the sun before me. What is this throne of Christ, if not the heart of his dearest mother, which is therefore the ever-brilliant sun shining before the Father of lights? Think about this image. Jesus as the light, Mary as the sun. And in this way, Jesus, so to speak, sits on the sun as his throne. Just as the light in this way sits on the sun, the place from which it comes. What a beautiful image, that Mary's heart serves as a throne in which Jesus sits and from which he comes. St. John Nudes continues, quoting St. Bernard, take away the sun that enlightens our material world, says St. Bernard, what will become of day or light? Take away Mary, the star of the sea, or take away the heart of Mary, the true sun of the Christian world, and what would be left? Without Mary's radiance, nothing is left but enveloping darkness, the shadow of death, and the frightful night of the grave. My friends, St. John Nudes is putting forth this idea that just as the sun is at the center of our solar system and it gives life to the rest of it, he is making this bold claim that Mary is at the center of our Christian world. And in fact, she is the reason that the Christian world even exists. I beg and I ask you to pray the rosary, to pray to the Blessed Mother to help you understand the great love that comes from her Immaculate Heart, that it may continue to be a refuge for all of us. May God bless you and have a beautiful day.